Ball State University President Jeffrey Murns is paging through a first edition of Blackstone's Magna Carta from 1759. He isn't wearing white gloves.
I've had the opportunity to go behind the scenes, so to speak, at the Library of Congress. They put those documents on the table, and they were handled by professionals with white gloves, and we were allowed to look at them. So this is a pretty special opportunity to actually be able to pick up a book.
The book is part of a collection from Texas's Remnant Trust that's meant to be a hands-on learning experience. People like Murns are encouraged to touch and read the books.
We take those entities that have been locked up in vaults, hidden in private collections, available literally only to the super rich and the privileged few, and we think we should share them with people. Great ideas belong to everybody.
Remnant's founder, Brian Bax, is a tall man with a deep voice and a commanding presence. He says the trust wants to share the great ideas from the history of man in an accessible way.
We have been trained inaccurately, I might add. If you have a 600-year-old manuscript on vellum, continuous exposure to natural sunlight can hurt it. But there's nothing but scholarly argument as to what the definition of continuous means. Is this 2 months, 10 months, 8 hours a day, etc.? We just think that you should be able to do with yours what you want to do. Now, we'd like some professionalism. Don't be eating Cheetos or milk and Oreos before you pick up the works. But we need to discuss these ideas. We don't discuss them anymore.
Much of the more than 50-piece collection visiting Ball State is economic, political, and philosophical texts. Adam Smith, David Hume, John Locke, Plato, Seneca, Aristotle, Galileo, the Federalist Papers, the first book edition of the Articles of Confederation. But there's also editions of books by George Orwell, Mary Shelley, Jonathan Swift, and Ayn Rand. There's a hand-scribed copy of the Latin translation of the Bible called the Vulgate from the 13th century. While the books are in Muncie, economic students will use the text to study the Scottish Enlightenment. Talks will be given to highlight the works. But E.B. Ball Center's director, Catherine Kennison, also wants the local community to come in and see the books.
We are not an open library, so we can't say just come in. But call and set up a time to view it, to touch it. You know, if you finished studying at a university, that is just... you've just barely tipped your toe into all that is possible to know. We hope that we'll get a lot of people.
The collection will remain at Ball State's E.B. Ball Center through the spring semester. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stephanie Weekman in Muncie.